Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are, or you wouldn't be here. So let's get on with the show. Here's Brad.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. Botond. We have round 7 in the bank for the men, round 3 in the bank for the women. But more importantly, I came to Adelaide. I conquered it. And yes, listeners, listen to this. Botty took me to Burger Boss.
Oh, yes, I certainly did. And we chowed down. We chowed down on their burgers.
Everyone that gets to Adelaide has to go to Burger Boss. Botty's been telling me about this. You've got to go there. You've got to taste it. I'm telling you, they were one of the greatest burgers I've ever tasted. I really wanted a hot dog as well, but I just couldn't help it anymore. And the strawberry milkshake. Oh, hello, everyone. Over to you, Botons.
It was the diet went out the window, that's for damn sure. And they brought us fries and onion rings and stuff. But yes, they treated us like kings. Well, a Sydney king and a local.
I walked in and they go, "G'day, Botty, who's the little fella with you?" I loved it.
It was wonderful. But so was the women's games this round. Yes. Townsville, we thought they were going to be pretty much unbeatable. And yes. Southside Melbourne Flyers just beat them. Just said, "Brilliant. No, that's yeah, we're going to take you. You're done."
Brilliant. Really great game. 21-14, really third quarter, in my opinion. That was the breaker. Scoring 7 there. But, yeah, fabulous game. And Kayla George, Matty Rocci, geez, they came to play. And, you know, Courtney Woods did Courtney Woods' thing, but just wasn't enough for them. And I thought Lucy Olsen played well as well.
Yep, that was Lucy Olsen's best game. She kept them in it a couple of times and then actually gave them a chance to win it there in the last quarter.
Just to our listeners, as we're recording this, Perth are actually going to be playing Townsville tonight. It's, 9 o'clock Sydney time, 8:30 Adelaide time, and 6 p.m. Perth time. So I think it's an interesting one. I don't know. I just have a feeling Perth are going to get that tonight, Boddy. But obviously, by the time this comes out, it would have been played. Who do you think?
Well, by the time this comes out, it would have been played, so it doesn't matter what I think, really, does it?
Yeah, but I just want you to be wrong. So what are you going?
Look, I was surprised Townsville lost to Southside, because Southside lost in the opening round at home to Canberra. So, I mean, I know you shouldn't read too much into any result. You've always got to have some perspective. But that surprised me that they were good enough. I mean, they knocked off Sydney. That one didn't surprise me. But getting Townsville was amazing. So I think Townsville have got to bounce back a little bit. Perth has got close to its full lineup now. It's got Ali Wilson back, and she played tremendously well against Geelong, terrifically well. And Steph Gorman's back as well. So really the only change that's going to happen now to that lineup will be Hanzu coming in for Brianna Turner.
And boom, boom. I can't wait to see Hanzu. That's going to be phenomenal. So,
yes.
But let's talk about some other games as well. The Adelaide Lightning beating the Caps. Yeah. I mean, I didn't expect it. I'm pretty sure I picked the Caps last week. I can't remember, but I reckon
I would have. Yeah. I think we both did.
What a game, Boddy. That was unbelievable.
The thing is, Adelaide's coming back from like a 35 point loss.
Yeah.
Canberra's coming back in off a 35 point loss. So they both had to really show something in this game. And the way Adelaide came out defensively, like that's not their strength. In fact, they were terrible the week before against Geelong, the longer the game went. So they were really aggressive. Mm. And then when they were leading, I think it was 66-55 in the last quarter, Canberra got it back to 66-63, and in that moment I thought, oh, this is it, this is where they'll collapse, and they didn't. They actually stood up and went and won the ball.
I'm even going to say, I was texting Botty during this game. He was there, so he couldn't speak to me because he's like, I can't talk, right, I'm at the game. And I think when you said Caps came back, what, 2 or 3, whatever you said there, and I was like, Caps have got this now. And then Adelaide just were unbelievable. Just the quarter-by-quarter score was interesting. It was 22-21 in the first quarter, Adelaide, 19-all the second quarter, 17-10 Adelaide in the third, and 15-all in the fourth. It's just that this was a game that you were like, it's minimal. Just those couple of possessions, a couple of turnovers, not playing for the full 40 minutes, and Adelaide come away with what was a great win. And what about that atmosphere? It was just a great game.
Dallas Lowridge also, or Loughridge, I'm not sure how you pronounce her name. She was terrific.
Yeah.
She had Jade Melbourne. I think she kept Jade Melbourne to 3 points.
Frustrated Jade Melbourne, which I thought was a good defensive ploy as well. She looked very frustrated out in the game.
Yep. Now, basically, Canberra tried to play through Tage Morrell in the low post a fair bit. And I think they had other options that they probably could have used. But Adelaide, you know, Steph Talbot stepping up, playing a really good full game. You know, like she ripped from start to finish, she was good. And their imports were good. Sundell was good. So, look, they were very, very positive.
Well, going from one close game, let's go to another close game. It was a great weekend where the Perth Lynx just got over Geelong in a 77-76 win. What a fantastic win. You had five players in double figures for Perth, and it was really and Amy Atwell on nine, so really call it six. It was just done by committee, really, just enough to get the win.
But that's the thing I liked about Geelong in that game is that they're down Alyssa Pili, an import. They're down Shyla Hill, who's was their main recruit of the season. And then they lost Mackenzie Clinch-Hoyker to concussion protocols from the last game. So you take three major players out, or two are going to be out for quite some time. You look at Perth, they've got Ali Wilson in, and she was terrific. She was absolutely, if she wasn't on managed minutes, if she had been able to play freely for, like, say, 30 instead of 20, she would have won that game and been MVP of that game. She was outstanding. And also Steph Gorman. So they're in pretty good shape. So I actually felt that the sort of Pyrrhic winner was Geelong. I mean, that doesn't count for anything. But, but you know, really, they put in an outstanding performance. Even had a shot to win, which they made, but it was just a fraction of a second late.
Yeah, so, no, look, great game, and, you know, one that I think Geelong will look back on and maybe curse later in the year, you know, that
They play again next week.
Yeah, but I just mean in the fence, like, that win really could have helped them. I just those wins, you're just going to – I think Perth will get there, but I just think that those wins, it could come down to that third and fourth spot so tight. It really could. Let's go on to Bendigo beating the Flames. I don't think a real shock there. Izzy Blaise was outstanding. Lauren Nicholson did her bit, but she's just not getting enough out of everyone
not
else,
support,
really.
No,
yeah,
no, she's
so
getting her 20
she can't
times,
do
20,
anymore,
27.
Mate. 27 points, three rebounds, couple assists, zero turnovers in 33 and a half minutes with the amount of ball she touches. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is. She's having a great season. If we're if we're picking All Star 5 right now, she's in it. If we're picking
she's
MVP, she'd be close to that too. So Mackenzie Holmes would be up there. There's a few players having a very good season so far. And this next round coming up. Before we get to that, what was who was your player of the round, and what was your player of the round?
Well, I mean, there was a few, but the one for me, I just thought Izzy Blaise was outstanding. I really did. I thought 26 points, seven rebounds, five assists, three steals. I just thought she
good all round.
She was never letting the Flames get back in that game. And I just thought everything she did was just everywhere I felt it was just her everywhere. So I thought great game, and that was the one I picked. But I mean, obviously there was a couple that we could have gone for.
Well, I've gone with Kayla George.
Yeah, that was probably the other one. Yeah,
26 points, 12 rebounds, hit six threes in that game. But late in that game, where Townsville looked like they were going to pinch it, she hit a big three, and then on the next play, she drove. She missed the shot, but Hayley Peters popped it in. And then on the next Flyers offense, she hit another three, and that really sealed the deal for him. So, yeah, she was a player of the round. You got a single play or something of the round?
You know what my best moment was? My best moment was actually the atmosphere in Adelaide. I could feel that.
Yeah.
Now, I know you were there, and I just remember as I was texting you, I'm thinking to myself, that is my best moment. I am watching this, and I'm sitting here thinking, this is what I want to see from the WNBL. The atmosphere was there. It was coming across on the TV. It was a tight game. It was physical. It was tough. The girls are playing great, as we know they always do, but just to be able to feel it come through the TV, which I haven't felt a lot before, I've got to be honest, right? I just thought, kudos, hooray.
The two Adelaide games, the Lightning games, I've been at both of them, and the atmosphere has never All right. They've been around since 1993, I reckon. The atmosphere has never been this good, this consistent, this upbeat, up-tempo, and it's fantastic for the girls, fantastic for the crowd, fantastic for the visiting team. I like that.
I love hearing that. Especially from someone like you who's been around and seen it. I love that.
Yeah, it's second to none. Yeah. My play of the round.
Best moment, yep.
Yep, 77 to 76, Perth is leading Geelong. Geelong, on their last play, 14 seconds to go. Jazz Shelley, unfortunately, misses a three, unfortunately for the Venom. Mackenzie Holmes gets the rebound, throws up a hook shot. That misses, drops into Gemma Potter's hands. She misses from point blank. Ball goes out of court. There's 0.3 of a second left. They've got an inbounds. Jess Shelley, they organise it. It's really going to be just a catch and shoot, even not even a catch almost. So she's got it to Mackenzie Holmes and she's got it off. She's made the shot, but no, they haven't won because in that pass, Alex Cipitone got her hand to it, just the slightest deflection, which was all it took because once it touched her hand, clock starts, and that deflection was enough to put that great shot of Mackenzie Holmes.
Alex,
just a fraction of a second past the siren.
She's balling. Hello, Opals. Hello, Opals. Alex, she's balling. Just saying that again. Hello, Opals, everyone. Okay, let me go through six games in round four. Obviously, one game to go in round three, but we've spoken about that. So give me your tips. I've got mine. Sydney at home versus Caps.
I think Canberra.
I haven't got the faith in Sydney. Lauren's playing fantastic. I'm just not sure where else. And especially the Caps coming off that close win. Geelong at home versus Townsville. I can't pick Geelong in this one.
No, I can't either. But, again, we don't know what happened. Well, when this goes out last night, when Townsville played Perth and whether that someone got injured, whatever. So, but on face value, I'm tipping Townsville.
Yeah, yep. Agreed. This is a toughish one. Bendigo at home versus the Caps, which is 2 days after the Caps have played. And Bendigo's been sitting there waiting. I'm still going the Caps, but not with great faith.
No, I've got Bendigo. No, okay. Definitely all Bendigo. Right. The Champs are going to get that one.
All right, definitely Bendigo, which means the Caps will win. Adelaide at home versus the Flames. Nah, the Lightning.
I don't really know because they're very even teams. Maybe the atmosphere gets Adelaide across the line. It nearly did against Perth, certainly did against
But Sydney's going to get a win. They are good enough to get a win, you're right. It bothers me that I'm saying no to them twice, but I don't know where. So
I might be leaning toward them just slightly.
Okay. And then the next two games is Perth at home versus Southside, and then 2 days later, Perth on the road against Geelong. I'm saying they're winning both.
I'm saying they're winning both as well, but given what just happened with Geelong-Perth just a few days ago, if Geelong doesn't get off to an awful start, because Perth led 8-0 in that game, they didn't get off to a great start. If they can get off to a better start and be in the game and not chasing, I think it'll be another classic, but yeah. I can honestly say
every one of those games that I've picked, it wouldn't shock me if it went opposite. I can honestly say that. I'm sitting here thinking I'm not convinced of anything that I've said because it's too early in the season. We haven't seen enough of everyone. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not really based on the evenness of the teams. That's based on the fact you don't know.
Well, there's a lot I don't know, that is for sure. And what you're talking about is certainly one of them. All right, well, that's the WNBL, and thank you for that, and good luck, girls, for the, tonight and the rest of the week. Let's go to the NBL, and, geez, there were some games on over the weekend, buddy. My goodness, what a fantastic round it was. Everyone's complaining about these blowouts. Well, they don't seem to be happening as much as they do. Talk to me. What did you do? The only blowout that there was, well, there's actually two blowouts, but take the rest away. Oh, there was a bit more. What did you think?
Look, the only result that truly shocked me was New Zealand flogging Illawarra in Wollongong by 42 points. I just sat there watching that game thinking, when are the Hawks coming? When are the Hawks coming? But, when you do reintroduce Dave O'Hickey and you put QJ Peterson out there for the first time. You do unsettle the lineup, and there is that sense too that, oh, God, good, these guys are here to rescue us. Now we can also take a deep breath and take it a step easier. And it was just awful, New Zealand.
I agree with you, but I disagree. You can't bring that. That was shit on Friday night. I was there. They were down by 18 and a half, which ironically was the same amount that New Zealand was down to Brisbane in New Zealand the week before, where they lost New Zealand, right, to Brisbane. And Illawarra came out and just didn't respect them. And I just can't believe they lost by 42 at home. Like, that is just... It can't be happening when you're in the position that you're in. They gave up 31 points in the first quarter. 42 is their biggest loss ever in franchise history. What, 680-odd games or whatever.
Including 48-minute games where you could have got blown out.
Right. And they shot 2 of 23 from the three-point line at 8%. Like, no, sorry, that's just not good enough, buddy.
There was such frustration, though, throughout. Like Dave O'Hickey, he was very lucky not to get 2 tech fouls.
Yeah.
You know, we've been on the refs about how easily they're giving techs. I thought Vaughan Mabry showed some restraint there.
They missed a crap load this weekend. There was a lot that I'm surprised that they didn't get. And even in that Melbourne game, as we're recording this now, last night now, because it's Tuesday, as we've said, that, you know, Cup Eve game, man, there was some tech fouls and intentionals that I cannot believe that weren't called, like trippings and pushings and both sides, by the way.
Grabbing the shorts, Kyle Bowen grabbing the shorts on the fast break.
Both ways,
that's nothing.
You know, like, it's just, wow, I really thought they got away with it. But let's stay on this year. That was awful from Illawarra. But to be fair, they backed up and played outstanding basketball. Actually, I shouldn't call it outstanding, because outstanding means that was amazing. They played really, really good basketball, but
played up to
didn't
what
do
you
enough.
Expect. They're played up to what you would expect of them. But so that makes you sort of wonder whether the 42-point margin was truly indicative, or whether they put the cue in the rack late and thought, well, we've got to back up against Adelaide, so we'll write this one off.
Regardless, it didn't feel like that to me, but I know what you mean. I was there. I can honestly say, commentating that game, I drove home afterwards and I felt flat. Like, it felt like I'd actually played the game, because it was like, I just can't believe that game. I honestly can't believe that game. The problem you've got with Illawarra at the moment, and, you know, they've taken a double hit this weekend. They were 2-4 coming into this weekend. They had a real good chance. Take care of New Zealand at home, which they should do, right? Take care of New Zealand. They've lost already. They're 1-4 on the road and 1-2 at home, right? So take care of New Zealand at home. Have a free swing against Adelaide. The worst you're coming out of this is 3-5. You've got Davo back. You've got QJ. Everything's going well. They're now 2-6. Now every loss is going to be like a double loss. They're just losing. They're losing too much. So some troubling times.
One thing we did overlook, though, is that when they played New Zealand in New Zealand, the Breakers flogged them there by 29.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe it's just that combination of, you know, there's a team you feel confident about all the time. You know, you had that in your career. You know, there's some teams you didn't want to play.
Sam Meninga loves playing against Illawarra. They struggle against him. He had 21 and 11 in this game, and he only played 22 minutes, buddy. Yeah. Like, they sat him because they were winning by so much. He would have had 35 the way he was going. Anyway, that's enough about Illawarra. That's enough about Illawarra. Talk to me about some other games. I thought, you know, Brisbane didn't show up against the Sydney Kings, but take nothing away from the Kings. I thought they played really well. I did enjoy that Phoenix versus Perth game. I thought that was a beauty. And that Adelaide game, while I was there to watch that, I loved that game.
Yeah, that was a really good game.
Fantastic game, like, really played in the great spirit.
Hang on. The last two games of the round that were Melbourne United and Sydney.
Yep.
Where missed free throws by Jesse Edwards at the end really cost him. Go back one night, missed free throws by Dave O'Hickey. I know he's had a 12-point last quarter. He's played great in the last quarter and nearly got him across the line. But free throws. Kids, if there's any kids listening, practice your free throw shooting. Don't neglect it. You'll never know when you're at the line to win a game.
Amen. You heard your Uncle Boddy. Okay, Boddy, let's move on here. What was your best moment?
My best moment would have been Joe Lualatul, the outstanding athletic Perth Wildcat centre. He's out on a fast break. He's knocking that thing down. It's late in the game. Nathan Sobey, out of nowhere, runs him down and blocks that shot, slaps that thing away, and it was like, wow. I've seen Sobes do that before, but I just haven't seen him do it for a long time and not on someone that's 7 foot. It was a fabulous moment. Yours?
Mate, I'm thinking, and I watch all the games, and I think, is that my best moment? Is that my best moment? And then I'm sitting in Adelaide, and I'm watching the human trampoline. That is Zylan Cheatham. He is the mate. It's just like boing every time that guy has the ball. He is another level. He's rebounding, his head at the rim, his block shots, but his dunks. I can watch this guy all week. This guy is just another level when it comes to athleticism. And yep. The quickness is what I mean. It's just like down and up, and it's that trampoline thing. Oh, I love him.
Yeah, I wouldn't dispute that for a second. I think he's been unsung hero a little bit of their success.
Totally. All right, player of the round, who you got?
For me, it's the much maligned Bull Quall.
What?
You know, yes.
Yeah,
because I think he's maybe the amount of scrutiny he's been under, given that he's a marquee player or whatever, and Sydney are overpaying him, and that's sort of come out now when Sydney was struggling prior to this round. I thought he was very, very good against Brisbane, 13 points there, and then he went up a level again in the game against Melbourne, you know, where you're guarding someone like Chris Goulding, or you're guarding Milton Doyle, or you're guarding somebody that's hot. And he come back with 17 points again and another great performance. The thing is, he hasn't been scoring. Look, he hasn't been doing much of anything except whining and getting fouls. But to see that version of him, that's the version I think the Sydney Kings thought they were getting, a guy who can score and who can shut down a prominent player in the opposition. That's who they thought they were getting, and they got him. They got him this weekend. No coincidence, two wins.
No, I love it. I love what you're saying. I agree. I've been hard on Bull as well because I've thought, nah, don't start him. Just bring Mullerwatch on, who I hope he's all right. I haven't heard the update. That hyperextension in Brisbane didn't look good. 17 points, like you said, for Bull. 32 and a half minutes, 5 of 5 from the field, 1 of 1 from the three-point line, 6 of 6 from the free throw, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 0 turnovers. That is a marquee player that needs to follow that up next week. But I completely agree with you.
What those stats don't show, Brad, of course, is the defensive work that he did.
Yeah.
Which is really one of the things that he hangs his hat on. I'm going with Bull. Who are you going with?
I'm going with Cooks. I think Sydney, with the way Cookie played, with what would have happened against that Tasmania, going through his mind in the loss the week before with the turnover, the scrutiny that guy's copped, you know, the million-dollar player, the free throws and everything. He came out in Brisbane and went 24-10 in what was a great game, and then he backed it up in 14-17 versus Melbourne. Got to be careful of those fouls. You need him on the court, right? That's the only thing that I feel.
Yep.
But I just felt... there was a couple of good players I know. I know we can talk about, you know, Kendrick Davis had 34, but some of those shots down the stretch, you know, thank God they win in, because if they don't, they lose. But I just felt the whole circumference of what Cookie had to go through to come back and not have one but two quality games and get the Kings two wins, he was the player of the round for me.
So basically our players of the round are the two key men for the Sydney Kings to be relevant this season. Cooks has got to be engaged in the offense. They've got to get him involved. And I think Dele went out of his way to do that, particularly in the Brisbane game. And Bull Quall has to be this version of himself. If you get that, then you can start to talk up the hype for Sydney that yesterday, they're contenders. Yeah. But the thing is, prior to this round, we haven't seen it. So let's sit back and just hope that we continue to see that for the benefit of the Kings fans. Otherwise, they're still going to be in for a very long season.
Couldn't agree more. I'm going to start with my Rattler body. I've been wanting to get this out. This finger twirling is really driving me friggin' nuts. Yeah. It's got to stop, man. I'm over it. You know, the first second, you got every player now just spinning. And like, you know, sometimes I watch the replay and thinking to myself, how can you even fathom spinning your finger? Like,
I'm with you.
Like, it is just, it's like, I'll be harsh on the referees if I've got to be harsh. And they've made some calls. Man, players make turnovers, right? They've made some calls. So you can sit here and go, you know, the way guys have got thrown out, not great from the referees. But just the crap of this finger twirling is just driving me friggin' nuts. And I reckon that if a finger twirling happens and I don't know, could you call it a flop warning or something? Give them like this. It's just enough. And right, I like what you said a couple of weeks ago. only the captain.
Yeah,
only the captain. That's it. Stop the finger twirling. Move it on.
When did that stop, though, Brad? You remember that era where it was only the captain could talk?
I'd talk to a referee, but not like the way it's talked now. And this finger twirling, well, we never had replays, right? What it is. But, man, if I'm a coach, I'd be pissed off at my players. Don't finger twirl me, because even if you think you're right, you're not. Leave it to me. Right, leave it to me. That's what I've got the assistant coaches. The
video team there, right? Looking at everything.
And although I'd hate that job, buddy. Oh, wouldn't, man, you? Could you imagine, wouldn't that? You? Just that's... the pressure. I was watching Matt Flynn, the poor guy in Adelaide. Mate, you can see he was like, what button do I damn press quick enough? The poor bugger. Oh, that's my rattler. It's just, excuse language, pissing me off. Righto, over to you.
I'll tell you what, my noise is nasty. What pissed me off is. During the Melbourne-Sydney game, there's a young man named Matthew Dellavedova, or maybe not so young anymore, who gave his heart and soul for that Melbourne United club for a couple of years, at the time he's been in the NBL. And for the fans to boo him, I thought, totally lacked class. That guy left it all out there. How classy was he when he was named the Larry Sengstock medalist in the grand final series, and he went and sought out William Dave O'Hickey and handed over, said, you're the real MVP of this series. This is a guy that's got class. Okay, I don't like some of the things he does on the court as he's getting older, but you don't boo a guy that was an absolute champion for you for a number of years and who you cheered relentlessly. I mean, I think they got him up a little bit because he's got 3 of 24. That's what he's gone with the 3 points.
I love that call,
this season,
buddy.
And he's gone 3 in the first half, 4 of 7. So,
I love that. I think he's done. Yeah, no, what he's done for, you know, Australia, Melbourne, the whole thing. Yeah, I didn't. Although it was interesting, and the commentators picked up that I don't know if there's something going on there between him and Dean Vickerman, because that didn't, you know, there was something there. I don't know.
Well, maybe he felt disrespected that they were leaving him open for threes. But when you've gone 3 of 24, that's just a good coaching strategy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, true.
But when you go 3 of 3 in the first half and then finish 4 of 7, maybe then he's got a case.
Well, that's another week. Oh, yeah, we should talk about the game, shouldn't we? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, why don't we do that? Okay, so let's go Wednesday night, Illawarra at home versus Melbourne.
Depending which Illawarra shows up will determine how good the game is, but I'm going Melbourne. Are you calling that?
No, it's they're calling it out of Melbourne because that's a night cup. Yeah. I'm going for a major upset because I always thought if Melbourne lose one, they might lose two. Now, that is rare because Dean Vickerman's very good, but I didn't think Melbourne played awful the other night. So I'm going to go for Illawarra to get a win. They've just got to. I think they're going to be hungrier. New Zealand at home versus Adelaide. Oh, that's so tough because New Zealand are playing well, but I'm going Adelaide.
Likewise, but only because Adelaide's got some runs on the board and is playing reasonably consistently.
Yeah,
they might have been lucky this week, but then they were unlucky the week before. Whereas New Zealand, you don't know what you're going to get. Which one are we going to get? Which version of them?
Tassie at home versus Southeast. If Tassie are healthy, Tassie.
No, Southeast Melbourne wins that. And I'll tell you for why. It's in Launceston at the Silver Dome where the Jack Jumpers do not win.
Nah, they break the hoodoo. They break the hoodoo. Cairns at home versus Illawarra. Oh.
Again, which version of these teams are we going to get? If we get the best versions, I'm taking Illawarra.
Yeah, I agree with you. Tasmania at home versus Brisbane. Tassie to back up another win.
Yep, and it's in Hobart. But bear in mind, Mitch Norton has a chance to play in that game.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
And Jacob Holt is back in full training as well. So players coming in, as we've seen, doesn't always mean disrupt. You're immediately good. It's a bit disruptive. Yeah. So I'm definitely favouring Tasmania for that one.
This one I'm really struggling with, Southeast versus Melbourne, because I think Southeast are coming off a loss to Tassie and Melbourne, Illawarra. Like, it's a really hard one. To me, I don't want to call this until I see them both play that round. Yeah. But I'm going to go Melbourne United just because I have to make a call.
And I'm going to go Southeast Melbourne because I think they'll win in the Silver Dome. And I think I think the game, this is first versus second, the game that is not that important for Melbourne, but it is for the credibility of the Phoenix. You know, you said it the other week on the show that who have they beaten? Well, you've got to beat someone that's a scalp. They've got to get that game.
Yeah, good call. What do we got? Adelaide versus Perth in Adelaide. Oh, body.
That's Adelaide coming back from New Zealand and Perth without another game. So a little bit favours Perth. But, you know, Bryce Cotton against them for the first time, he might be pretty well up for that. So, I'm going to go Adelaide, but not confidently.
Can I just want to go back to that Southeast Melbourne, sorry, I forgot to mention this, against Melbourne at John Cain Arena. Do you know that Josh King has coached 15 times at John Cain Arena and only lost twice?
No, I didn't know that. Yeah. But if you hum a few bars, I'll see if I can pick it up.
Adelaide, I'm going Adelaide at home, and I'm going Sydney Kings to beat New Zealand in a must-win game for the Kings, because they've got to start winning at home.
Agreed.
All right, my pens and people and fans and everyone, thank you so much again. Burger Boss, I love you. Thank you so much.
Definitely good.
Buddy, I'll see you next time. Enjoy the week, everyone.
You know, you really were messy in Burger Boss. All that sauce over your face. Seriously, I didn't know that that's how you eat.
No. Next time, I'm going to use my hands.
Next time, use a fork.
Fork you.